Rav Omer, go ahead.
Idmar Rav Omer Shtis Mekach Shanin Shvuam Shtis Mos Nami Shanin Shavi Shisa Bechamsha Shavi Shisa Beshiva Kuli Amalu Pligi Debasa Mekach Hazlinan Veo Nahi
Veno Hare. What's the case? Shavi Shisa Bechamsha. So it's worth six and he paid five.
Right.
So that's definitely a Shtis Mekach.
Mm-hmm.
So there everybody agrees that what?
So no.
That it's on no. And what's the halacha? The halacha is that the mekach is kayam.
Chozer
on no. And his
mazar. Right.
And his mazar no. What's the other case?
Six or seven.
That's nisan amocha.
Right.
And what's the other case? Sheva shiso b'shiva. It's worth six and we charged him seven. So there it's also shtus mekach. It's a shtus mekach. And call me Amal Pili Basu Mekach Hazinu Ano Havi. So therefore we say that what? That the Mekach is Kayam. The Mekach is Kayam. And he's Mahzor Ano. The Mekach is Kayam and he's Mahzor Ano. Okay. So,
yeah,
go keep Ligi.
Keep Ligi Shava Hamsha Beshisa. Shava Shiva Beshisa.
Okay, let's take the first case.
So it was worth five and you sold it for six.
It's worth five.
Right.
And he sold it for six. So therefore, according to Shavis, it should be Bittul Mekach.
Right.
Right, because he charged them a fifth more instead of a sixth more.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, since the fifth is greater than the sixth, so it's Bittul Mekach.
Mm-hmm.
And what does according to Rav it's Bittul Mekach. And what does Shmuel say in that case? This is the first time Shmuel appears, you know, with his shita. What is he saying there? What is Shmuel going to say in that case?
It's Kana Mekach Uchozer Ono.
How does he work it out?
Because the difference between five and six is one.
Yeah, but he holds the ego by the most.
Right.
So what is it, which malus?
The money he paid.
The money he paid.
Right.
So how many shkolim did he pay? How many did
six.
He pay?
Six.
So he paid six.
Right.
So you take the money he paid, you divide it into six, and you say that he paid an extra sixth. Okay, so now what is he accomplishing by that, Shmuel?
Fixing the tashlumen.
That what?
Fixing the tashlumen.
That what would have happened without Shmuel?
Bittul Mekach.
Would have been Bittul Mekach.
Right.
And then and the who was Nisana in this case?
Who is Nisana the Lokeach, right? He paid six for five?
Yes.
Right, Lokeach.
So the Lokeach was Nisana. And it would have been Bittul Mekach. So he would have lost his schus Mekach.
Also, the mocher would have been able to be vata the mekach.
What's that?
Also, the mocher would have been able to be vata the mekach.
What do you mean?
They both.
Yeah, that's correct. But the nisana. What are the nisana? I don't care about the mocher. The mocher is in this case, he cheated.
Right, right.
But the so I don't care about the man. I care about the misan.
Okay.
So the misan would have lost what is chus mekach. So Shmuel says, if you say shtus mos. So you save the Nisana the right of Kiyam HaMekach. So he'll have Kiyam HaMekach and he'll have a repayment for his Machzor Ano, so everything's fine.
But he loses his Chos Bittul Mekach.
What's that?
He loses his
Chos. No. But you see, you have to say that since he wanted the Mekach,
right.
So the basic Chos is Kiyam HaMekach. Bittul Mekach is an extraneous phenomenon. And what he really wanted was the Mekach.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore he loses his schus of Kiyam HaMekach if you don't go by Shmuel. So Shmuel saves the Nisana, the schus of what? Of Kiyam HaMekach. Okay, what's the next case?
Worth seven for six?
It's worth seven, and he gave him six. So there, what would be if he went by the Mekach? It
would be Mechila.
It'd be Mechila. It'd be Mechila. It would be Mechila on the part of whom?
The Mocher.
Of the Mocher. But if you go by the coins given, how many coins were given?
Six.
Six. So it'll come out that it's 1/6.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore it'll be Machzer on the Ha and the Mecca Cheskayim. So the Nisana, who is the Mocher in this case, gains. What you're doing is you're saving the Nisana. Because the Nisana, instead of losing his overpayment, his less than a shtus, right, and throwing him into Mechila, he gets back the Ono.
Mm-hmm.
So what Shmuel does is he saves the Nisana. That's what he accomplishes.
Right.
Why does he do that?
What do you mean has to do that?
Why doesn't he just cancel the Shir of Ashtus? So there's no such thing. We always save the Masana.
No, because you can't cancel the Shir of Ashtus because that's the Halacha.
So if that's the Halacha, then that situation, the Masana is going to lose out. That's the Halacha.
No. Yeah, but it depends how you're going to, what system you're going to use. Yeah, that's the halacha, it's true. The shame, but that's why, doesn't Rashi Shmuel goes by shame shtus?
Right, possibly. Yeah, shame shtus.
Shame shtus. Okay, so he holds that what you have to go by is the shame shtus. So he says there's a shame shtus for the coins, and since it goes by the shame shtus, so under that shame, under that chain, you have Kiyam HaMekach and you Chozer and Mechzer No. Okay? So therefore, he saves the Masana by going by the Shem Shtus of what? Of the Mos.
Right.
That if you go by the coins given, so it's going to be a Shtus.
But Shtus Mekach, it's not a Shem Shtus?
Shtus Mekach is also a Shem Shtus. But the thing is that if you go by the Shem Shtus of the Mekach, then the Masana is going to lose out.
Right.
So that's why it says you go by the Shem. See, the Iker and Shmuel is the Shem Shtus. That's the whole thing. So, but the question is, which Shem Shtus? So he says, whichever one the Masana does better with. You go by Shem Shtus, so there's a Shem Shtus of Mos, there's a Shem Shtus of Mekach. So therefore, according to Shmuel says that you go by the Shem Shtus that favors the Masana. That favors the Masana. So every case works out, right?
Right.
Okay, so we need to say, what's your question?
So you shouldn't.
This is not Choshimish, but in terms of the kinyan. Because the guy knew, he had clear das what he wanted. Okay? The only thing is that there's an Isser on all. But in terms of the kinyan, it was complete Gemir's das for this thing. So therefore, in terms of the kinyan, it should be, he should be stuck. But since there's an Isser on all, so the Shem Isser Ono, it's a whole new system that the Shem Isser Ono is attached to the Sasser to what? To the Shem Kiyam HaMekach. Which is in terms of fairness, it's a different system. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a different system. So Shmuel says that since it's an artificial system, anyways, in terms of Kinyan, so he says we should always go by the Shem Shtus in order to restore the Masana insofar as we can.
Okay.
So
they're really stealing from the guy.
What's that cake?
Representing the Gemara's das.
Yes.
You weighed out pounds, a little less than a pound, you sold them pounds.
Because you had bad weights?
Yeah.
Right.
So oh, you knew you had bad weights then?
Whatever.
But the point is, the guy wanted a pound and he didn't get a pound.
Right.
So that's a mekathos.
Because of Gnevis das.
Yeah, he didn't want that. There was no Gemara's das.
No Gnevis.
Right.
But in this case,
the Gemara's das was there 100%.
On both sides.
Both sides. So the only thing is that it's a superadded system based upon the fact that the Isser Onor can't coexist with the Shem Kiyam HaMekach. So Shmuel says, since it's an artificial system, and it's a tarta disaster between the Shem Onor, so you don't have to go by the system of the value of the Mekach, you can go by the Shem that emerges from the system of the coins. Of the most. Go by any system which restores the Masana.
Because
your question.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the case? 60 to 51?
60 to 51. Is worth 16, so 51?
It's worth, or the other way. Either way, right?
Right, I think so. But one way you can get more than 6, when you get less
than
6.
Well, let's take the first way. Let's take a look at Kerach. It's worth 51, you charge them 60.
Right.
So therefore, according to what? The system of Mekach.
Right.
The value system.
Shbita Mekach.
Shbita Mekach.
Right.
According to the Mo'os system, the coins, so he cheated him less than a shtus.
Right. Mechila.
So it's Mechila.
Right.
It's Mechila. So here, the answer is that Sateisva says here, go by Mekach. Or at least that's where the Gro learns, the Marsha, they all learn. There's a big pnei issue on this, by the way.
But there is a Shita Rishon who holds you.
Right, hold up, let's just learn Taisva.
Okay, fine.
I'm happy to find out one Shita in this most difficult subject. So what Taisva is saying is that if you can't restore the Nisana. The Nisana. If you can't restore him totally, you don't restore him at all. So therefore, if you went by what?
If you went by
the Mo'os.
No, it's going to be Mechila.
So it would have to be Mechila.
Yeah.
So then you're definitely not going to restore him.
Okay, fine.
So therefore, you can't do it.
Okay, fine. Now, what the other way?
Now, what about the other way?
Right.
Where the mocher is being cheated at what? Because it's worth 6. And he got 51.
Right.
So it should be what? Bittul Mekach. So we'll go by the...
Should be Mechila. If you look at it, because it should be Mechila, according to the...
Let's have the case again. It's worth 60.
Right. It's worth 60 and you bought it for 51.
And I was good. I was a sharp guy. I bought it for 51.
Right.
So...
Right.
So it should be what? According to Mekach, it should be what?
Mechila.
According to...
According to the Mo'os, it should be Bittul Mekach.
According to Mo'os, it should be Bittul Mekach.
Right.
So why don't I say... We'll save the Nisan, it'll be Bittul Mekach.
Right.
So the answer is because you can't save him there. Because he's going to lose this Chus Mekach. So we only restore him, according to Shmuel, where we can fully restore him. Which means he has his Chus Mekach and he gets his Onor back. But over here, you're going to be taking away his Chus Mekach. So now it's going to be a toss up between the two. Toss up between the two, you go by Mekach. That's what they says. We don't do. They have to take away a schus from the Nisana and to restore him, that's like a wild kind of thing. The Ritva says it's a dover. The Ritva says it's a dover that's sarachim. But Taisus holds, that's what Taisus holds. But the Zohar talks about it.
Yeah, I know.
He says it's Sarachim, because maybe we should restore him partially, you know. But Tesis apparently holds you don't do that. Because you're not really restoring him totally. Because you're taking away his Chus HaMekach.
Well, he could keep the Mekach if he wants, though, no?
What do you mean?
If, let's say, we said it's Bet HaMekach, it's more than a Shtus. If he wants to, he can just say, I'll keep it anyway.
But the other guys are right.
Even if he says, I want to keep it?
Yeah.
Is
that as Rashi says the Shem Shtus, right?
Yeah.
But Shmuel.
And Shmuel. That since the system is an artificial system, so Shmuel says you could always save the Nisana by going by the shame. And since the most produces a shame, so we go that way. Whereas Rav maintains you can only go by value.
Because that's the real system.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
For that you need an interview with the Rambam.
Right. I mean, the question is...
holds, it's a, the system is a Tata de Sasri and Shemos. Like Rashi says, it's the Shem Shtus.
Okay.
So it's the Tata de Sasri and Shemos that, that warrants the halacha. So he says, since it's the Tata de Sasri and Shemos, and you have an option of two Shemos, so you can choose whichever shame benefits the Nisana.
Where do you even get the Shemos? Why do you have an option according to Shmuel? Whoever mentioned Shmuel, where does it come from? Like
shame.
But what do you mean?
There
is such a possibility that we might view it that way?
Right.
But you know, isn't like the way to like view the thing primarily, everybody agrees is really the Mecca. Shmuel's saying there's another way I can look at it if I wanted to.
You could measure it in terms of the coins.
You could, but that's not the... Everybody agrees that's not the right way to do it. It's not the...
In terms of the cheating.
Okay.
But in terms of the shame, the shame is there.
The shame of the stress you made.
Yeah. As we consider, is value the only criterion to produce shamos, or is it's not value? Isn't value the only criterion? Any system, it's the shamos that's the essence. So therefore, you can choose the system of maos, which will result in a different set of shemos that are more favorable to the Nisana. Doesn't Rashi seem to say that?
Yeah, no.
What is his lesson?
He says, Chol Tanai Kari Mekach Ben Moshe Nisru Bo Ben Tamei Chifetz V'chol Tzad Shatam Otzi Shem Shtus Ano Bein atzad mos, bein atzad shivuya shel chayfetz, yesh shem or na, ve'in kan l'machila v'lo bitul mekach.
Right. Ve'in kan l'machila v'lo bitul mekach. Because there was definitely gemiras das on both parties. It's just the iser. And the question is it the cheating, the iser, that emerges from the actual value of the cheating, which would be Rav, or is it the Isser in terms of the Tarte de Sasri of the Shemos? Mochel.
Okay.
So the answer is, It's not that he's really mochel. It's simply that the shame kiyam hamekach is not a tarti desaser with the shame on all.
Okay.
So it's tantamount to machibah. It's not a real machibah. It's not that he actually had das to be mochel. Has a din machibah. They imposed the din mechila. That's why it's the lesser point of Rambam. Because if there were real mechila, there's no issa.
Right.
The guy's not makbid. But who's not makbid on being cheated a sixth? Less than a sixth. It's not true. In fact, the Gemara says about Eev that the godless of Eev was that he wouldn't make an issue out of less than a pruta.
Mm.
But everybody else does. Because you want to pay an exact price. If you went to go to the department store and instead of charging you $39.95, they're going to charge you $41.95. You're going to get pretty angry.
Mm. Which you say he's not really mochel.
He's not really mochel, but we're saying that in this system, since there's no tata disaster, they gave it a din mechila.
So you try to create a tata disaster from another system in order to get him his money back.
That's exactly right.
You can't just give him back his money if there's no tata disaster.
That's right. Thing is, but there still is an Isra Anoa because there's no real Mechila.
Right.
So the Ramban is right, I mean, around the surface, that that there's an Isra. There's an Isra here.
What determines whether the Isra Anoa is strong enough to contradict the Kiyum Mecca?
The Shem.
The what?
The
shame. He's asking, why does the Isra Anoa by less than a shtus not create a shame that will be a tarte disaster to the Kiyum Mecca? I mean, if it's usher,
it has to do with, like we said, it's not egregious enough.
But not even tarte disaster to Teshulamim.
It's not tarte disaster to Teshulamim either. That's what the halacha Moshe Messina is. There's three levels here. That's the basic halacha in Anoa. That there's three levels.
Are they just quantitatively different? Or
you could say that.
Can you say it's qualitatively different?
Is
the Ona working slightly differently? The Isra Ona working differently in all three cases? Or it's not just not as bad and worse and there's more numbers. Ona is being so different types of things.
Well, there's the Isra Ona, the Ramban says, which exists in every case. And then there's the outcomes that are contingent upon the Shemos. Is not totally in the outcomes. It's
right.
Two separate things. That's what he's saying.
Right.
Two separate things. The outcomes, you have to separate the outcomes from the Isser.
Right.
That's basically what the Ramban is teaching us. What you do about the Isser privately, personally, I don't know. I got to look into it. I don't know. It's
right.
A separate question.
What